We're Alive is brought to you by...
This episode of We're Alive has been brought to you by Audible.com. If you need a suggestion, you can start with World War Z, an oral history of the zombie war, by Max Brooks, narrated by the author, along with Alan Alda, John Turturro, and Rob Reiner. They also have stand-up albums and spoken word, in addition to the classics and today's top titles. Once again, that's audiblepodcast.com/ALIVE to snag your free trial and book.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 41. Eye of the Storm. Part 2 of 3.
I think this room would work the best. I hate to lock you to the bed, but...
It's okay. I want you to.
Before you get comfortable, I want to get another sample.
Again?
Yep. And I'll need you to get another every 2 hours after this.
That's okay. I didn't really need to sleep anyway.
We can do it in shifts. Just show me what to do. Can't be hard. As long as he doesn't take a go at us.
I'm going to leave one of my spectrometers here. I'll have to show you how to run the samples, but it's not difficult once I set it up.
Here, Datu. Thought you might need something to eat.
Thanks.
Just in case, I'm going to put the syringe right here.
That should do it. I'll call back in the morning to get the measurements. I'll have a better idea of a timetable after that.
Okay. Hopefully the radios won't cut out again.
Yeah, well, either way, I'll get a hold of you in the morning, even if I have to drive back here.
Thanks.
Hang in there, okay, Datu?
I am.
The rest of the guys are gonna escort them and come back, but I'm sticking around. Give a holler if you need anything. Mike, you can have the other bedroom if you want.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh. I'll figure out a schedule for checking on this guy. Everyone can have a shift.
So if you get cold, there's more blankets in the drawer. Get some rest. We're gonna be up at 6.
Wait.
Yeah?
I will fix the pump, Michael.
I know you will.
But I need you to make me a promise.
What?
You won't let me turn into one of those things.
Well, if it happens, we'll take care of it.
No. Not after. Before.
Well, if you want, you can hold on to that syringe, just in case you have to... You can.
No. That's not what I want. It can't be me.
Why not?
That sort of thing's... unforgivable. You know?
Oh. Isn't it still? Since you're asking someone else to do it?
No. It's not. You'd be protecting me. I know where I'm going when I die. But if I'm like that, I don't know anymore. If what's left of me would be stuck inside, or... Please. You can't let that happen.
Okay. We'll make sure that... You know... Before.
No. I want you to promise.
Well, I might not always be here. around if you...
You're the only one I can trust with this.
I don't think you understand what you're asking. That's not something I want.
There's not much else left for me. Right now. I just need this. Ever since that thing bit me, I worry. I worry for what might come next. When I look at its eyes, there's no one left in there. Just something else. Covered in skin and hair.
Hair?
Yeah. Well, this one had a big beard.
Wait. What? Really?
Yeah. A very dirty one. And long hair.
What else do you remember?
It's kind of a blur.
No, what was he wearing? Can you remember that?
I don't know.
Anything
I
else?
Can't.
Anything at all?
My head just emptied.
That's it?
You don't know what it's like.
If it
all happened so fast.
Can you remember anything else? I wouldn't push if it wasn't important.
It's hard to think about.
Please.
There was something. Something else on his face. He had a dark spot right about here.
Well, what sort of spot? Was it a scar? A tattoo? Dirt? What?
I didn't get a good look at it. But... Oh! I remember. The shirt. It was dark blue.
And the pants? Like a brown color?
Yeah. I think so. And he smelled bad. I kinda still... Even with the rain? Yeah, here.
Is that it?
I think. Oh, wait. There was something else. It might have said something. Chose to leave me.
This is my fault.
There's nothing you could have done.
Yes. There was. I just couldn't do it before.
I don't understand.
I don't expect you to. I haven't talked to anyone about it. I was starting to think that he was gone.
Who?
Randy. He's the one who attacked you.
You knew him?
Well, not just me. Saul and Angel did too. Randy was in another unit stationed at our base. We weren't that close or anything before all this, but, I'd like to think we were friends. wonder how much of this is because of him.
I still don't understand.
Well, you remember the waterworks? When the water went out in our tower? A long time ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember the bodies we found of all the people that were still trying to run the place? Well, it turns out, there was someone still alive in there. Angel, I'll hold the door. Get on the other side. You ready?
We are. Michael!
Oh my God! I can't get a clear shot!
Careful, Michael! Those pressure tanks could explode!
Okay, so they'll be my last shots. Now get through there!
Michael!
Shut up and move! I made it! Come on, Michael! We're all gonna pull! Come on, I can't make it through that!
Michael, behind us! Move!
After I shot the tank, it filled the room with steam, and I was able to move off the platform, down below everything, into the maze of pipes. There was so much steam in the room I couldn't see anything, and neither could that big one. Probably couldn't smell me either.
Michael! Michael!
You hit one of the drums!
Michael! Can you hear me? Oh, I've got to see a thing from here.
I wanted to call out, tell him to run. But that thing was right above me. Just as I moved slightly to get a better view, I saw someone else was down there with me. I could barely make out his face as he brought up his finger over his mouth, signaling me to stay quiet.
Grab the door open. I'm gonna stick my head out. The steam is worse in here. Michael? Michael, can you hear me? Doctor, grab my feet. I'm gonna look further out.
Do you see him?
Wait. I think I see him. Michael! Michael, come here. We can pry it open more. Oh, God, you pull me back! Pull me back!
The behemoth tried for the broken door that everyone else escaped through, but then turned around and headed back the way it came. On its way out, it took part of the building with it.
I think it's clear.
Back out. That's the only way I can go.
Oh, shit.
Randy?
Yeah, it's me. Listen, go on. Back up. It's really tightening.
Oh, man, you're buried in there. Here, give me your hand. As Randy came into the light, he looked very different from the last time I saw him. His hair had grown out longer and his beard was already thick. At this point, it had been about a month and a half since the outbreak, but he had already taken on the appearance of a homeless guy. I remember distinctly his dirty blue shirt and tan pants.
Good, thank you. Great. Okay. That was close. Oh, man, I am all kinds of sore.
Have you been down there long?
You have no idea.
How did you... You made it!
Yeah, I know. I was about to say the same about you.
Well, what the hell... How are you even here?
Just a second. I need to deal with this steam. I can barely see anything.
You can fix it?
Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, where'd you go?
Just give me a second.
Randy was a hell of a smart guy. He was part of an engineering unit, so it made a lot of sense that CJ would send him there. When I ran into him, the first thing that crossed my mind was how great it would be to have him with us.
That should do her.
Wow. You really know this place.
Really? You think? I've been here since, like... Man, I can't even remember. I've been here forever.
So you kept the pumps running here with those other people?
Oh.
You found them, huh?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. That big ass did a number on us, man. And how the hell were we supposed to know that something like that was out there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the first time we ever saw it.
Right, wonderful, right? Like as if it wasn't hard enough to get by nowadays.
Okay, it's starting to get clearer. It's still hard to see anything.
Well, I know where I'm going, so just follow me. It should clear up all the way soon.
What are you doing here?
Well, someone had to keep the water running.
So you came here with those other people?
Well, we were staying someplace nearby. Turns out you can't live without this stuff.
A few months ago, Kelly typed up all of CJ's notes that she had in her safe. Turns out that Randy was staying in Dunbar, and that CJ sent him to maintain the waterworks. He was careful not to give me too many details when I was there with him. I didn't catch on to what he wasn't telling me at the time. We were so preoccupied with getting out of there in case that big one came back.
Does CJ know that Randy lived?
No. I didn't tell her. It didn't really matter, and, well, I'm getting to that.
Well, we were staying someplace nearby. Turns out you can't live without this stuff.
Where I'm living, we were still getting water, but it shut off a while ago. How long have you been hiding here?
Too long. I almost came out when I heard voices, but then that thing came back again, and I wasn't gonna risk it.
Yeah, well, damn, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Saul and Angel made it too. They're staying with us back at this building we took over.
Oh, shit! Saul, that's great!
Yeah, and Angel.
Glad to hear that Saul made it.
Man, this place took a beating, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's not your fault. Out of your control, but I doubt I can get anything in here running again. Yep. Nope. The whole system is toast.
Well, if it's all the same, we should get out of here. That thing could come back. Not to mention my friends are still out there.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. There ain't anything here anymore.
You still have ammo?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had more, but this'll work.
All right. This way.
So did you show up at the unit, too?
Yeah, but the place was overrun by then.
Well, that was because of us.
Way to go.
Look, we didn't know what was going on. How could anyone?
Yeah, no kidding. Glad I was late, I guess. Ah, there's no way we can get out this way. It's collapsed.
Damn, that's the way we got in.
Well, this way. There's another exit over... Nope.
My friends got out through the back, where you grabbed me. It was a bit tight, but we might be able to make it through.
All right. We can give it a shot.
So anyone else you know make it? Your wife?
No. Went home. She, So, just me.
Sorry, man.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Is it through here?
Yeah, that's it.
We're not getting through there like this. Hold up a sec. I still have some of my tools here.
Wait. Listen.
How many rounds do you have?
Not that many. Come on.
All right, hold up. Help me with this. We can get some leverage. If we could just get this in there, we might be able to pry it open. Give us enough room to get through. Just gotta pull. Ready?
Yeah, do it.
Squeeze through. I got it.
There.
All right, my turn.
All right, go. I reached through the door, grabbing onto Randy, trying to pull him through, when a regular one jumped down onto him from somewhere above. pipe we were using to pry open the door got knocked down, and the full weight of the door and all the rubble pressing on it. But there wasn't anything else between the door and my arm.
My arm is stuck! I can't move! I'm stuck! Randy, move the door!
I got it! I got it!
Oh, fuck, it hurts.
Michael?
Oh, fuck. Oh,
shit.
Oh, shit.
I think this act is worse now.
It's broken bad. Oh, it's broken really bad.
Pipe. Look, hang in there.
Oh, shit,
just give me a sec. I'm almost...
What? What is it? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's killing me.
Can you still help pull the door with your other arm? I got to get this in there.
Okay. Yeah, I can try. Oh, shit.
I think that might be enough.
Hey, you're bleeding.
Yeah, it's all right.
I could see in his arm that it was not all right. That thing had bitten into him, just enough that a small trickle of blood could be seen. As soon as he noticed it too, the pain started in him.
No! Okay. It's not okay. Oh, hey! Your eyes! Your eyes are... Oh.
You gotta do it, man! It's too late!
You what?
Please, come on, man!
I raised my rifle up and pointed it at him. And I froze. I couldn't do it.
Please. Come on, man. There's no time! I don't
know.
Michael! Dad, open the door! Dad, the bird! Michael, Dad, open the door!
I kicked a few pieces of rubble on my side of the door that closed the gap, making it impossible for him to follow me. Maybe it was seeing my friend like that. Maybe also the extreme amount of pain shooting through my body. But I just couldn't do it. I left him there on the other side of the door, trapped. And I walked away.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
This episode of We're Alive has been brought to you by Audible.com. If you need a suggestion, you can start with The Stand by Stephen King, narrated by Grover Gardner. It's a great 48-hour-long adventure about a few select survivors. To start your free trial offer, visit audiblepodcast.com/ALIVE.
Starring Jim Gleason,
Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton,
Jay Olegario, and
Seth Peterson.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producers Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone. Script supervisor Jackie Zoe.
Zinterns
Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Remote sound recordist DJ Boudreau. Music theme by Brother Daniel.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.